Thank you very much for allowing me to take the floor. This is to just to say that as I have expressed in my main presentation on Monday, I believe that the regulatory framework should apply to all states and all companies, regardless of where they operate. And this is based on a number of normative formal reasons, some of them already explained by the chair of the working group on mercenaries, will not repeat, but a number of reasons related to effectiveness of the norms. But rather than expanding on my own views, I wanted to take advantage of the presence of certain delegations here in the room that have expressed different views to try to understand better their own propositions. And if you allow me, Chair, and also for the benefit of the rest of the delegations, I will ask the delegate from ICOCA, the distinguished delegate from the United States, how the definition of complex environment operates in practice. Does it mean that ICOCA and any regulation that you adopt applies only to companies that define themselves as operating in complex situations? Or do you yourself define that that company or that state is in a particular complex situation before you issue any recommendation or take any measure? And what happens if a company recruits staff and members from countries that are not normally seen as in complex situations, but then after training them, without regard to any of your normative that applies only to complex situations, training, preparing, contracting them, etc., they send them to situations of complexity. Is still your scheme that originally applies to complex situations applies also to other countries that are in different situations but are used eventually by certain companies to circumvent the regulations? So I'll be grateful if we have taken advantage of some time that we have this morning to try to clarify these issues, because they are very important to the effectiveness of any regulatory framework. Thank you, Mr. Chair.